My name is Paul McQueen. I've been coming to the arena here since the, way back in the early 40s. I think the war, World War II was still on. And I came here and I actually learned how to skate here. And as well as skating here, I think it was on Saturday afternoons. And met a lot of people from Victoria School where I went to, and had a good time. Met a lot of girls that I would ask to skate with me. Some would say okay, and some would say no thank you. But it was a lot of fun. And the arena was packed. It was really full. And of course, this was the only skating ground in St. Catharines that I can remember. And it was a place to come on Saturday afternoons to meet people from other schools and meet girls that you never knew existed, but that was okay too. And I really enjoyed that. Some of my friends on Linden Street where I lived would come with me sometimes, and most of them are gone now. Some moved away and some passed away. And anyhow, it was an exciting time. I remember distinctly when World War II was over. And that when that was over, the arena here was not open. But when it reopened in 1946, it was really full. And it was full of some older people like me, or older people that were perhaps in their lower 20s, and they came to skate because World War II was over and they had been discharged. It was a good time, and my mother and my father always knew where I was, and I would meet the odd girl from Victoria School where I went. And Victoria School is on Niagara Street, not too far from here. And we sort of generated a little club, and we would meet here every Saturday. And that was an exciting time for all of us. And we really enjoyed it. And the arena was not like it is today. It was quite a bit different. But it was here. I think it was the only arena in St. Catharines at that time. However, it brings back a lot of memories to be here today because we are both in our early 80s. But anyhow, I do enjoy being here, and I'm glad you are having today. And we brought a lot of memories with us that my wife has in her books over there. And I think she's going to donate them. But there's a lot of good pictures there of the teepees, St. Catharines teepees, going back to the early 50s, so on and so forth. And Brian Cullen from Cullen Motors appears in those pictures. And there's a lot of others, too. Barry Cullen, he appears there, too. And so do a lot of others. The Warchel people, because St. Catharines at that time really did not go past the QEW North. Okay, it was very small. I think around 35,000 in population, and that was the bottom line. That was about it. But that's what I remember. Probably I could remember a lot more. But anyhow, here's the mic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.